know about?
Any other names for them anyway?
Well, a rowboat or a... I just call it a rowboat.
Okay. Are the ends of that thing flat or kind of tapered or what?
No, they have tapered. The front would be tapered.
Mm-hmm.
If both ends were tapered, it'd be a canoe.
Okay. What about the bottom? How's it shaped?
Well, now the bottom, a flat, you got flat bottom rowboats, and then you've got angled bottoms. I think it's easier to use an angle, what they call a tri-hull, I guess, or not a, that it's just an angled hull.
Okay. We're getting some of this grammatical stuff again. Say, if I ask when you were going, you might say, well, today.
I'm going to go today.
Mm-hmm. Or say, if I went with you, you'd say that we're
going to go today.
Or if they went, you'd say that
they are going to go today.
Mm-hmm. Say, making a question. He might say, another kid, well, he was going to get some cake, something. You might say, well, now.
Well, you little fart, am I going to get any either?
Okay, you're talking about more than one person. You might ask, well,
are they going to get any?
Okay. And say, if mother's been helping Junior to dress himself all along, the day might finally come when she walks in the room and say, okay, bud,
here's your clothes, put them on yourself.
And if I ask you if you think that Carter's going to get reelected, you might say no, but people who think so.
There are people that think he will.
Okay. Say if I meet a little kid on the street who's afraid of me, I might try to pacify him by saying, well, I just calm down.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Or if you're seeking confirmation from somebody about a point that you've made, you might say, well, now I'm right.
I'm right on it.
Okay. And if you gave somebody a ride into town and he was thanking you for it later on, you might say, well, we
were going to go in anyway.
Mm-hmm. And if someone is reminiscing about the old days when everything was better, he might lean back and say,
those were the good old days.
And if somebody asks, well, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it
wasn't me.
You use be as a finite verb.
I don't know, Marvin. I beast of time. I don't really know.
Right. Okay. What about if a woman is going to make herself a dress, a little piece of cloth you might take with her to match up for color and, you know, material, you call that a what?
Sample.
And if an adjective somebody might use if she sees the dress that pleases her, she say, well, my goodness, that sure is a
pretty dress.
And a comparative, this one's pretty, but that one's even.
That dress is prettier.
And the superlative of all of this is.
This one's prettiest.
And the thing that the woman would wear around her waist in the kitchen, that would be
apron.
And this thing that I'm riding with, you call that a
pin.
Mm-hmm. And used to, you keep a baby's diaper up with a safety
pin.
What about, say, Campbell's soup? I don't know what thing's made out of, but you might call that a
tin can.
Mm-hmm.